Intelligent investing for a smarter tomorrow. This is Retire with the Aldens podcast, powered by Kingwood Investment Group. Gary Alden and his son Christopher know that creating a comprehensive financial plan can align your hard-earned life savings with your retirement goals. Now, retire with the Aldens.
Now, we have some pretty grim stats when it comes to retirement in America. Almost a third of us have nothing saved for retirement. About 40% of us don't contribute to any form of retirement fund, and 30% of us don't ever expect to retire. This is very doom and gloom. So it's pretty alarming. And the thinking behind all of this is that we have a financial literacy gap. That's why they think this is going on. And we have a failure to balance immediate financial needs with long-term savings goals. Gary, when someone comes into your office, do you take it upon yourself to not just plan a successful retirement, but also educate them?
Absolutely, 1,000%. We believe that financial education literally is its job one. And clients, they need to know this stuff, and they want to know, or most clients want to know this stuff. Now, some clients just say, hey, Gary, here's our money. Go do what you want to. Now, we would never do that because we've got to sit there and qualify the client. What are your goals? How much risk you want to take, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of stuff when you do financial planning properly. We look at Social Security. We look at Medicare. We look at everything that is going to affect them financially in life, because the number one fear of all clients is running out of money in retirement. So we know the more education, the more knowledge they have, the more comfortable they're going to feel about their investments in retirement. But a lot of time, we are spending our time, we're spending our time dispelling myths about different types of investments. There is a lot of information on the internet as well as on TV and radio. And clients ask us, they ask us all the time about something they heard or saw, and they'll ask us to explain it, and we'll go through the pros and the cons on it. And we just had this question from one of our clients this week. He said, did you guys sell no-load mutual funds? And I said, well, we asked him to qualify that. He said, no load. He says, well, you know, no loads, no load means there's no cost on that mutual fund. Well, there is such term as a no load mutual fund, and there are animals that are no load mutual funds. But all no load really means in the real world is there's no upfront sales charge. So if you're $1,000 you put in the mutual fund, $1,000 is invested. However, there are fees. Virtually every mutual fund has an expense ratio. So let's just say the expense ratio is 0.75. And here's where something is very misleading. To me, it needs to be changed, but it's been this way for decades and decades. When you look at any mutual fund and you see the expense ratio, let's say it's 0.75 or 1.5 or 0.2. It doesn't make any difference what the expense ratio is. The average person thinks that's what I'm paying Fidelity or Vanguard or whoever the mutual fund company is to manage my money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. However, in all mutual funds, there are hidden costs that are not part of the expense ratio. So if you, this was an academic study done several years ago by several different colleges. If anybody wants a copy of it, it's in Forbes magazine. I literally found it on the internet. And it was several colleges. They went together and they analyzed the hidden cost in mutual funds, and that's the trading cost. So when I give a mutual fund company, say, $1,000 to invest, they've now got to go out and buy stocks and bonds, whatever my mutual fund's buying, to put into my $1,000 worth of my mutual fund. Well, when they buy and sell mutual funds to go into, or buy and sell stocks and bonds to go into my fund, there's a cost, and it's a trading cost. And that's not part of your expense ratio. And the national average on an actively managed mutual fund, equity mutual fund that buys stocks, is 1.44%. And if your expense ratio is 0.75, I went to Fannin Elementary in Odessa, Texas when I grew up. And when I went to Fannin Elementary, I know that 1.44 plus 0.75 is somewhere over 2%. So a no-load mutual fund, yeah, there's no upfront charge, but there are a bunch of hidden fees in there, and you need to be aware of them.
Thanks for listening to Retire with the Aldens, powered by Kingwood Investment Group. To schedule your complimentary financial plan, call 281-626-7905 or visit thekig.com.
Kingwood Investment Group is located at 1801 Kingwood Drive, Kingwood, Texas, 77339. Phone number 281-359-7900. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Kingwood Investment Group is independent of Next Financial Group, Inc. This material is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or other financial instrument. Past performance does not guarantee future performance. All the views expressed are those of Gary Alden, Christopher Alden, and Kingwood Investment Group, and not those of Next Financial Group, Inc. Next Financial Group does not provide tax advice. The S&P 500 is a market cap weighted index composed of the common stocks of the 500 leading companies in leading industries of the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a price weighted index of 30 actively traded blue chip stocks. Annuities are long-term financial products designed for retirement purposes. Withdrawals taken prior to 59 are generally subject to a 10% federal income tax penalty. Withdrawals in excess of permitted free amounts are subject to a declining withdrawal charge schedule. All guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Please refer to the policy for actual governing contractual provisions.